Live from National Harbor, Maryland, and CPAC 2019, this is the Steve Gruber Show, and here are three big things you need to know. Three, can you imagine handing out pieces of raw cotton to black people touring the state capitol, and then talking about how much better things are now that slavery doesn't exist? Well, now you don't have to imagine, because the First Lady of Virginia did exactly that. After pictures of her husband in blackface surfaced, this was her response. No need to imagine. Like I said, it really happened. Number two, fresh off being disbarred and sentenced to prison for lying to Congress, Democrats and former attorney for Donald Trump, Michael Cohen, to Capitol Hill, is a star witness, believe it or not, in trying to find anything to destroy the president, but he quickly admitted he really doesn't have a smoking gun.
Questions have been raised about whether I know of direct evidence that Mr. Trump or his campaign colluded with Russia. I do not.
And number one, President Trump packs his bags and says goodbye to Hanoi, Vietnam, after reaching an impasse with Kim Jong-un. It seems the North Koreans want all the sanctions lifted before they get serious about denuclearization. The president says, sometimes you just have to walk away. And the president did walk away. And sitting down with me, the great thing about CPAC is you just never know what's going to happen. Andrew Langer came sliding in here to sit down with me.
Slouching in.
Yeah, slouching in. Andrew Langer from the great state of Virginia that is completely sideways. We just talked about that. I don't know what's wrong with Virginia, but we'll get to that. First
sure.
of all, the president walks away from the deal at Kim Jong-un, which is interesting because, as I said here a moment ago, it seems like just yesterday, because it was yesterday, that Democrats were claiming that Donald Trump will take any deal that he can possibly get because he's desperate to take attention away from Michael Cohen. Obviously, that isn't true.
And what will happen is, because the Democrats can exist in multiple realities simultaneously, they will now say that Donald Trump was ineffective and unable to reach a deal.
In fact, they've already started saying that. As soon as he leaves, he can't make a deal. Well, I thought he was friends with Kim Jong-un.
Damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. No, listen, as I've said, remember Trump's rules of acquisition. And the very first rule of Trump's rule of acquisition is you must be willing to walk away from the table. And the second rule is sometimes in order to demonstrate that you're willing to walk away from the table, you actually have to walk away from the table. That's what he does.
Well, and that is what he did. And let's be honest here. Kim Jong-un is desperate to get these sanctions lifted. The president said, we can do that, but you have to do these things first. The chairman apparently not interested in that. And the president said, then I've got to go. I'm not going to waste my time. In fact, I've got to get back to CPAC for my speech and talk to Gruber. I think that's what he said.
Listen, all I know is I am laughing at the various American journalists who made the trek over to Vietnam expecting to have another couple of days there, and they all are like going to be stuck. I guess actually maybe they have the better deal because they're going to be able to hang out in Vietnam, but they went over there for a multi-day summit, and it's over.
Yeah, it's all done. You know, I want to shift gears here because we've watched this whole lurch to the left, and I want you to give us what the temperature is in Virginia and D.C. because I think when you look at how far the Democrats have gone to the left, whether it's the Green New Deal or they want to enforce new gun control laws, but the one thing that I think is going to be very telling, because I'm talking to lifelong Democrat friends of mine, and I said, can you support abortion at 35 weeks or 38 weeks or 40 weeks? Lifelong Democrats looking me in the eye say, I can't support that.
Listen, it's so interesting because my colleague at the Institute for Liberty, Jerry Rogers, is a really good bellwether for this. Not that I'm saying that he's a Democrat, but I should say he's more like Nostradamus in sort of his ability to predict the extreme. He sees
he writes poems, and we have to figure out what he means.
It's exactly what he does. It's all cones.
Quatrains.
It's all, you know, weird. But
no,
the point is that he's able to see where the end game is, and he is scarily accurate in his predictions. He predicted, for instance, you know, listen, I was not agnostic. I was in favor of civil unions. In fact, he's in favor of civil unions, but he said, listen, the answer is not this. The end game is what they want to do is they're going to force people to perform these ceremonies under penalty of law. He saw this coming down the road. And so
that has come to pass.
And so the end game always has been abortion on demand at any point in time during the pregnancy. And so this is, I think you're absolutely
correct.
Here's
the problem, though. Yeah. I see a mass exodus because I've talked to a lot of lifelong Democrats that say, of different faiths,
sure.
Christians,
absolutely.
Jews, we can't support that. It's not saying they'll vote for Trump because they won't.
Absolutely.
But
they will not
show up and vote for that.
And that's what makes this 26-field Democratic primary field for 2020 so interesting in terms of the fact that it is ideologically monochromatic. Well, you know,
I'm a Bernie man. Here's why. Let me tell you why I'm a Bernie man. First of all, he can't win a general election.
Yes.
But he can win the primaries because with 15 or 18% of solid support and $6 million... in a field of 12 or 14, he can win in Iowa.
He can win in New Hampshire.
He's
not. But he, the thing is, it's going to be Kamala Harris. She's going to. She's going to win this.
I'll take the over under on that.
But I'm a big fan of Peter Buttigieg. I don't know. I just like the name.
South Bend, Indiana.
So yeah, but I mean, and this is why we've talked about this. I really want there to be these one-on-one debates amongst the Democratic candidates.
Wouldn't that be great? Like a single elimination tournament.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. In the end, you would have hours upon hours of Democrat politicians trying to distinguish themselves. No, he says he's
trying to out-left each other.
Yeah, that's exactly right. She's for abortion for 35 weeks and 6 days. I'm for abortion after the baby comes out and for another 5 days afterwards.
And I don't think it's going to be Kamala Harris. I don't. I'll take the field. You can take Kamala Harris.
Okay.
I'll take the field.
Okay, yeah,
right?
That's fine.
Because I think Bernie has a better and Joe Biden. Come on, Uncle Joe's going to get in.
No,
watch
no.
your hands, Joe.
Democrats do not do retreads. That is, and unless something is drastically changed. Democrats do not do retreads.
A cisgendered white male is not going to do it.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's exactly right. A cisgender white male will not cut it.
I
left you silent, Steve.
Well, I'm sitting there thinking Hillary Clinton was a retread. And she came back around.
But she didn't win.
I understand that.
But
I didn't say the Democrats are going to win.
No, that's a good point.
Right now, I would give the handicap to the president. By the way,
remember,
all the betting houses
second, Steve,
are the same.
Steve, you know, Hillary Clinton only won the nomination.
Because they cheated?
Through cheating, yes.
Rampant cheating.
I mean, anyway.
Isn't it fascinating? You see Cohen up there on Capitol Hill saying, you know, by the way, I don't have the smoking gun. I don't have anything.
But
it's the Clinton campaign that sent somebody to Russia to get dirt.
Absolutely, and got the dirt. It actually engaged with these people and then brought up
the narrative.
And used it in the highest levels of government.
Right.
Here's the thing, the major takeaway from yesterday's the last 2 days of hearings is that Michael Cohen does not have any corroborative evidence for anything that was done illegally. That which he has no corroborative evidence, most of which is not illegal, and the most central issue, this issue of Donald Trump ordering him to lie to Congress, which is a fairly serious
crime.
But
he said he didn't do that.
Yeah, but that's exactly it.
You've got the money. Follow the money. Well, the thing is, Cohen said that Donald Trump made sure that was paid out of private funds. Well, if it's paid out of personal funds, paying off a mistress to keep still so you don't upset your family, that's not a crime.
You know, it's interesting.
In fact, it's
Rashida Tlaib was on CNN this morning. Rashida Tlaib was on CNN this morning, and she used the word bribery. This is not bribery. Yes, because you know bribery has a very. I mean, again, this
let's be honest. Rashida Tlaib from my great state of Michigan has a very loose relationship with the facts and reality.
I think a loose relationship with the English language, my friend.
Did you see Mark Meadows? What a disgusting display it was yesterday. Rashida Tlaib attacking Mark Meadows and
calling him a racist on the floor, but in a committee hearing room, which I believe is.
And Elijah Cummings comes to his defense.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty telling, isn't it?
It is, and I think that is telling of many things, not the least of which is the lack of control that the establishment and the leadership has over the rank-and-file progressives in
there
this
you
caucus.
Go. Andrew Langer with us here at CPAC. Andrew, tell folks where they can find you.
Listen, you can check us out. iChooseLiberty.org is the Institute for Liberty website. You can also find me on the LangerCast on the Realm Network. Actually, you know something? Come and follow me on Twitter, Andrew_Langer on Twitter. That's the best place.
Be a Twitter stalker.
Yep.
Andrew. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve, as always.
Greatly appreciate it. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Of course, you can see Ivy there. She's much cuter than I am. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day, fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.